Tension remains high in Ukraine this morning following the deaths of two men in the east of the country. The country's acting president blamed pro-Russian forces for the killings. Meanwhile, Chernobyl Children International has expressed fears that the hostilities will affect a project to make the infamous nuclear power plant there more stable. It's 28 years this week since an explosion and fire there released huge amounts of radiation into the atmosphere. Adi Roach, CEO of Chernobyl Children's International, joins us. Good morning.
Good morning, Rachel.
People may know about the sarcophagus that was placed over the reactor at Chernobyl. They may not know that another protective shield is due to be placed over that. What are the plans?
Indeed, that is correct. I suppose what we have to remind ourselves today is that, like, this is, I suppose, the legacy of the Soviet Union days to Ukraine, and the world has every good reason to be extremely concerned about the ongoing threat that it poses because of the instability that is escalating out of control almost at this stage between Ukraine and Russia. And in 1986, when the explosion happened, in order to try and to keep the balance of the radioactivity, which is 90% of the potential that was inside in the explosion area, they actually had to build very quickly with bad building material and, I suppose in deep fear, they built a containment known as the sarcophagus. Now, this started to leak very early on and started to deteriorate, but it was never a long-term solution. Now, it has taken the international community almost 30 years to get the full solution to build this new sarcophagus, which is an extraordinary feat of engineering, the greatest, largest, most gargantuan engineering feat in the history of mankind, at the cost of $2 billion. Now, many countries in the world are actually donating towards that, and now Russia are kind of hinting that they're going to withdraw their financial support. With the spiral economic situation in Ukraine, they may not be in a position to put in their contribution. We're now hearing from those who are in charge of the rebuild, which is the EBRD, that in fact it could be derailed. There could be a further 2 or 3 year delay in this. And in the meantime, 97% of the still volatile nuclear material remains like a rumbling radioactive volcano. And in a sense, Rachel, really, this is the parallel story to the economic and to the political debacle that's going on there at the moment, because 90 minutes from Kiev is the second potential catastrophe at the exploded reactor of Chernobyl. And for the 28th anniversary, we feel it is of vital significance for the entire stability of the planet and for the health of the planet. We need to get it back on the agenda,
right,
parallel with the political one.
But specifically, what do you want to happen? Because I know these plans, the plans for this extra shield, they've already been delayed several times.
Oh, Rachel, I mean, this has been the bane of our lives, I suppose. It's almost, 30 years too late in a sense, because during all of that long period of dialogue between various countries trying to persuade each other to donate towards making it safe, it has been leaking radioactivity. And in fact, in the winter just passed, because of the severe weight of the hard snow, part of the roof collapsed, which is now exposed to the environment, which means there is a slow dose exposure into the natural environment all of the time. So this is an urgent situation. What we really need is, when the negotiations are happening between Russia and Ukraine, we need people like Eamon Gilmore, our Minister for Foreign Affairs, to be able to put on the negotiating table the issue of coming back to ensuring that this sarcophagus does get finished, and it gets finished on time for the protection of the entire planet. Because we have to remember that 97% is still like this, ticking time bomb deep within the heart of the exploded reactor. And the world has forgotten it. The agenda politically has moved on. But unfortunately, the material, 216 tons, remains like in a volatile situation. So as well as the volatility politically, we have the volatility environmentally and the instability of the reactor itself. And as people are marking the anniversary this year, we really need to get this back on the political agenda. And I would be calling and our government to keep their eye on the ball on this. It's just not about getting the countries to talk to each other and to negotiate a peaceful settlement, but we must do this for the sake of humanity and the protection of the world.
Well, listen, we'll have to leave it there for now, but thank you very much indeed for taking our call this morning. Adi Roach, CEO of Chernobyl Children's International, at 26 minutes.